Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Hey. Good morning to you. Looks like a gorgeous day out there so far. He's down here on Long Island. And joining me now, Brad Worthington, Director of Golf, Pound Ridge. Brad, welcome to Talkin' Golf.
And good to hear your voice. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Hanging in on this Mother's Day. But so what a career you've had. I mean, very impressive in the New York metropolitan area and beyond. You served as the president of the Met PGA from 2011 to 2013. You were named the 2016 Metropolitan PGA Professional of the Year. You've worked at Wingfoot, Atlantic, Brooklawn, Trump Ferry Point, and the last couple of years at Pound Ridge. And I had a great time up there this past week. Thanks for hosting us.
Well, it's always good to see you up there. You love the course, right?
Oh, man. It was, yeah, so lush. And it's in great shape considering it's only, what, really early May, right?
Yeah, we're getting ready for the MGA Public Links tournament in June. So our superintendent is doing a great job. And, yeah, we're excited to have that event up there. And that's kind of why you're up there with the MGA golf riders. So, yeah, it's really in good shape.
I can't believe it's the only Pete Dye designed course in New York. I mean, he's designed so many courses around the country, but.
Yeah, and, his legacy will be that. When the Wangs chose to hire him as their architect, you know, you're in the middle of such great facilities, as you know, such great golf courses. Getting somebody who's, a little different, his courses are very challenging, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I what did they say? It's the seventh toughest course you can play in the country?
Yeah, Golf Advisor named us that last year. And you know that, but I also love the golf course because it's fair from the more forward tees, too. So you can stretch it way back. It's really difficult. We don't recommend anyone other than maybe a 3 handicap or so trying it from back there because it is so difficult. But you move up and there's some pretty generous landing areas. It doesn't look like that from the tee. But when you get out there, you said when you played, you drove the ball really well, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't get into too much trouble off the tee. I just think, there are a lot of obstacles out there. And I just think, the green complexes were tough, just getting used to the speed. But there are a lot of obstacles out there. And so I know we had a very good player on our team, John Paul. I think he's like a 3 handicap. And a lot of his tee shots were finding the mounds on the sides of the fairway. So you're not perfectly straight.
Yeah, yes. If you hit it offline, you're in trouble. So you have to be able to maneuver those mounds and somehow get it on the green. That's funny.
So you've worked with, everybody from Venus Williams to Todd English to Donald Trump. I mean, you've worked with a lot of people. They've all come to find you some, at your various clubs through the years.
Yeah, different things. It's always fun to teach people who are successful at other things. Venus Williams was down in Doral. That was about 20 years ago now. And, she had never really held a golf club. She was obviously an incredible tennis player. But usually when somebody is athletic like that, they can take up golf and learn it pretty quickly.
I would love to see her play some golf, but you know, she's pretty busy with still a tennis career. But could she hit the ball? Did she have good form?
She did. She used the same kind of tones when she was hitting a tennis ball, so she was kind of laughing at herself because she was like grunting.
Oh, get out of here! Day. That's so funny.
Kind of, you know, people have habits, and she was laughing about it. She was laughing at herself, actually, but she had a good form.
And what was it like working with the Donald when you were at Ferry Point?
Well, you know, he has done so much for the high end of golf. I mean, he owns, I think, 17 properties. I think three of them are international. He's done a lot for the game of golf, you have to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've known him since the boxing days. You know, he used to have a lot of press conferences at the Plaza, and then obviously he owned the casinos in Atlantic City, and he used to show up at all these press conferences. And then obviously in the golf, I golfed with him when his club in West Palm Beach, Florida, first opened up. And, you know, he'd clear everybody out. He would clear everybody out in front of him so that he wouldn't have to wait at all. I mean, he likes to play fast, right?
He does like to play fast, yeah.
And he's been playing for a long time.
He's a pretty good player. You know, a lot of people ask that question, and I worked with him at first when I was an assistant pro at Wingfoot, and, you know, we played some golf, and he could get it around there pretty good. I mean, he hits it pretty far, and pretty good putter. So, yeah, he can definitely play.
I'll never forget when we were at some kind of opening at Ferry Point, and you were there at that point, and he leaned over to me, and he said, "Ann, I am going to announce tomorrow that I am running for the presidency of the United States." And I just looked at him, you know, what am I supposed to say? Okay. I don't remember that. Jack and Barbara Nicholas were there, and that must have been the official opening of the golf course, right?
That was it, and we were busy prepping for that. Michael Breed was our host, and he, Jack Nicklaus, and who spoke eloquently, and President Trump, who, you know, but we had no idea. I mean, we'd heard a couple little rumors, but you're right. That was the very next day was the day he announced.
Unbelievable. He orchestrated this photo, and it was just, you know, you can't write this stuff. Anyway, so you have worked at both public courses and private facilities. Pound Ridge is public. Looks like, you know, it's so well maintained. It could be a private course, but what talk about the difference between working at private facilities versus public golf courses.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate to work at so many nice ones, and you know, private clubs, some people might find them a little stuffy. You know, you have a membership, it's run by a board. Some of the public facilities I've worked at, you know, you have a single owner, so it's a unified direction, and so they, you know, sometimes you'll have a golf course where there's one golf chairman and he'll plant a tree and the next one will take it out. The next one will put it back in, you know, so, but there's a little more continuity, I would say, at a public facility, especially a single owner. And so the Wang family has, you know, their father, CeCe and Ken, were the ones that found the property and ended up hiring Pete Dye and building the golf course. And now Darren is running it for us. You know, they have a very consistent message, and so it is in good shape, and spend a lot of time, you know, making sure the golf course is good for our customers, which, you know, it's important. As you know, the greens are such an important aspect of a golf course, right? You, as part of the experience. And so you mentioned there's a lot of undulations, and they're challenging, but they're very smooth, which really, you know, helps our customers come out and play a lot.
Well, I have to pick your brain, Brad, because you are a well-known instructor, respected instructor. So how does one become a better putter? If you're on the green in regulation, which hopefully you are, the key is getting that first putt close to the hole so you don't have to struggle to make par. So it's all about distance control, right? How do you get that first putt close to the hole, basically?
A lot of people, when they putt, you'll hear them say it's a ball and a half outside the hole. And what does that mean? To me, that really is, what speed am I going to hit it at to get it to break that much? Because if it's breaking a ball and a half, it could break three balls if you hit it softer. So I like to do people a lot of training. And what I'll do is I'll stick a tee behind the hole, and I'll have people take five or six balls. And from 15 feet, I want them to hit it past the front of the cup, but not past the tee. And if you can get consistent, and it's just a question of how you continue to train yourself, because when you go to different courses, the greens are different speeds. So I challenge people to do that. And over a period of time, if you can get good at the distance control, there's a couple other tools like that. I use a thing called the putting arc, which is a piece of yellow plastic or gray plastic that you drag your putter on, because hitting it in the center of the putter face is so important. You know, if you're hitting it on the toe or the heel, the club twists and whatever. So getting really good, consistent contact helps that speed. And then acceleration pattern. A lot of people are told, you know, take it back and follow through. So they over-accelerate, and they're not really good at distance when you are changing your acceleration paces. So it's a process. It takes time. But, you know, if you can become a good putter, you know you can play a lot better, right?
It's all about making it's all that's what it's all about. It's all about making the putts, really. How does a 13 handicap, Brad, how does a 13 handicap improve to become a single digit?
Well, I would get you on that putting green first, because I'm wondering how many putts you average, and you can track that. And
sure.
Now, let's say you're averaging 35 putts. You know, I think we can get you under 30, so that's five putts around, and there you go. Now you're an eight. So I would invite you up to Pound Ridge anytime to take a putting.
Sounds easy.
In the Pound Ridge area.
It's all about making those putts. Brad, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. I'd like to visit again soon, and have a great golf season, okay?
And good catching up. Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Brad Worthington, Director of Golf, Pound Ridge. All right, coming up, Brandel Chambly, studio analyst for the Golf Channel, Golf Central, for the Golf Channel live show that they do, from coverage of major championships, all that coming up. So stay where you are. At Travelers, we never lose sight of our promise to take care of our customers and communities. That's why we're so excited to welcome another field of world-class golfers to this year's Travelers Championship, June 24th through the 27th. Since 2007, the tournament has raised over $20 million for charities across the region, thanks to the support of the PGA Tour's best players, the thousands of volunteers, and all our loyal fans. For over 160 years, Travelers has been helping protect the people we serve. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.